Today we're going to visit with Lake Sakakawea Fishery Supervisor Dave Frieda. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Dave, everybody wants to know about fish populations. How are walleyes doing on Lake Sakakawea?
In general, the walleye population's in good shape overall reservoir-wide. Our abundance last year, overall abundance reservoir-wide, did decrease some from the last 4 years. But the last 4 years were record levels. We're above the long-term mean yet, but we still have a good abundance of walleyes out there, and overall lake-wide, we have a good size structure.
Okay, how's forage for walleyes?
Forage has been pretty good overall. We are going into a little drier period. I mean, smelt abundance has been high, but reservoir levels haven't been peaking as high the last few years as they were, and we're kind of stepping down, which that's starting to show in the upper portions of the reservoir. The shallower, more aged portions of the reservoir are definitely showing some changes in the walleye population.
Okay, let's move on to northern pike.
The abundance of big fish is still good. Overall abundance of pike has trended downward some because we're still living on those big year classes after the flood. We haven't seen a lot of young fish recruited to the population, but Sakakawea still has a real trophy component to the pike fishery.
Okay, and other fish species, smallmouth bass.
Smallmouth bass are good reservoir wide. They're not really targeted a whole lot, but.
Okay, any other fish species in Lake Sakakawea?
Oh, there's a variety of species, but I mean, what we've talked about is obviously walleye dominate, and the salmon fishery later in the summer. Last summer was a better summer for salmon. They were bigger. We'll see how that relates to this fall.
What's your biggest challenge coming up here in the next couple of years?
The biggest challenge in the next couple of years will be where we're headed with water levels. Obviously, things can change rapidly in the Dakotas, but in general, it looks like we're coming into a dry spring after a dry winter. Mountain snowpack is below average. And we're probably not going to, there's very little local runoff coming into Sakakawea. So where we head in the next couple of years, could be a turning point for a while in the reservoir.
Other than your normal netting surveys and everything else you guys do in the summertime, any other projects going on?
We have a couple. We have a walleye tagging project and a pike tagging project. The walleye tagging project we started in 2019, and the timing was actually really good because at that time we were riding record levels of walleyes, great size structure throughout the reservoir. Rolling into 2020, we definitely heard it from the anglers and we saw it in the spring. Some of those upper sites in the reservoir, the Van Hook Arm and above, there definitely wasn't the abundance of large fish up there that there was previously. The size structure was definitely off. Now the lower reservoir maintained a great size structure last year in abundance. It was primarily that middle to upper portion of the reservoir, like I said, where we're going to see the results of a drying period first. The tagging study shows us angler exploitation and also total mortality of the population. So fortunately we had that in that from 19 to 20 that showed us that there was some pretty high mortality between 19 and 20 on those bigger fish in the Van Hook and above that portion of the reservoir. But the tagging study also lets us partition that, and angler exploitation was generally reservoir-wide was about 22 to 24% reservoir-wide, which is not very high. Now in the Van Hook arm it was just slightly more than that. It was in the upper 20s exploitation, but our total mortality was very high, reaching 60-70% in the Van Hook arm on some of our females. Now, that shows us that the anglers didn't have that impact, that something else was going on there. So it was primarily natural mortality that has shifted that size structure. So the tagging study has given us a lot of insight into that. The pike tagging is a trophy pike tagging project that is aimed at pike basically 40 inches long and older, just to see what angler exploitation has been on those two. And so far, after 4 years, angler exploitation on those trophy-sized pike has been about 7 to 16% annually, which is very low too. And it allows us to address what is the exploitation from? Is it angling? Is it spearing? And to date, we've seen that about 17% of the total harvest by anglers is from spears. So about 80-20 split roughly between angling harvest and spearing harvest.
How about the creel survey, Dave?
The creel survey we do every 3 years on the Missouri River system and in Lake Audubon also. This will be a year of a creel survey too, so that'll also give us another nice complement to the tagging studies we have going on, which will give us more information on the angler usage of the fishery in addition to the tagging study. So we ask anglers that it's a voluntary creel survey, so when they see a creel clerk, if they would stop and give us just a few minutes of their time.
So fishing should be good on Lake Sakakawea this year.
You always suspect it should be, but you know how the bite pans out. Generally, if we stay in a drier period, it tends to be a better bite. Last summer, again, the upper portions were a little slower. The east end of the reservoir and the lower end was definitely a good fishery again last summer. So how the bite plays out is always everyone's guess.
A lot of great information, Dave. Thank you.